I think late last week it emerged that there would be a shortfall of security personnel to look after St James's Park. And following that, all parties, LOCOG, everybody, particularly the local event managers, have worked together to cover that shortfall. And it's been great that it's been covered at this moment in time by people from the region who are well trained and all are security industry thoroughly approved, which is an excellent result.
In terms of the shortfall itself, is there a number that you can put on that?
I would think the shortfall would be up around 400, the 400 mark for the whole of the city. But once again, that's been covered, so we are most confident that everything will be safe and go ahead well.
Okay, so the 400 staff who are coming in, where are they coming from?
Across the region, you know, from Newcastle down to Leeds, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, people who work in the industry and who, I think, must stress, have been trained, are qualified, and have all been briefed, and have all been criminal record bureau checked, and they're good staff, and we're every confidence that things will be fine.
I guess it's a positive thing, in fact, that people from the region are being employed by the Olympics to do the security.
Yes, it's good, and it's excellent legacy for the city that we move on with people who are trained, who've been, not just, a lot of them will have worked on football before, but they've worked on an Olympic event, so it's excellent.
At the same time, and considering the problems that G4S has had, is this something which should have happened in the first place, that it should have been local staff who were controlling the local arena?
I mean, we would have probably preferred it, but we fully understand as well that it was a national procurement exercise, and that is the way the government wished to do it.
OK, so in terms of G4S then, is this then a cancellation of their contract, or will there still be people involved from their security firm in the patrolling of St James's Park?
My understanding is certainly not a cancellation of the contract. The contract continues, it's just that they'll be doing different things in different places.